Welcome to the Real AI Podcast, featuring highlights from the first and most popular weekly newsletter about real estate and artificial intelligence for real estate agents and brokers. I'm Kevin Hawkins, the Real AI Guy, and these are the highlights from this week's Real AI newsletter, January 12th, 2026. Now, here's your AI hosts, Miles and Grace.
Today, we're doing a high-speed assessment of the real estate world. It's a market that's adopting AI faster than almost any other.
Oh, absolutely. But not without some, let's say, serious turbulence.
For sure. So what are we working with today?
Our sources are really laser focused. They're coming straight from the trenches. We've got excerpts from the Real AI newsletter.
Ah, okay. The leading weekly source for agents and brokers.
That's the one. The material was curated by Kevin Hawkins, you know, author of The Real AI Guide for Real Estate Agents, and his son and co-creator Corey. They are right on the pulse.
It feels like it's all about finding a balance point. There's this central tension.
Right. It's the fierce, almost irresistible push for maximum AI speed and efficiency.
First is the non-negotiable need for security, for compliance, and, you know, for trust.
That tension is exactly where the big money and the biggest risks are sitting right now. We're looking at specific case studies, some data points, to show you exactly where the industry is embracing AI.
And where agents might be accidentally creating massive liability for themselves and their brokerage.
It's that classic speed versus safety debate. But the stakes now, they're your E&O insurance.
Okay, let's just dive right in. Let's unpack this with a concept that sounds, genuinely futuristic, but is already being pushed directly to agents. It's called vibe coding.
Vibe coding, yeah.
If you haven't heard of it, the name alone tells you how frictionless it's supposed to be.
Well, it sounds like a dream, doesn't it? I mean, vibe coding means you can create custom functional software.
Like a lead capture form or an open house registration app.
Exactly. Just by describing what you want. You don't write a single line of traditional code. The AI just sort of interprets your vibe and generates the application, boom, instantly.
The core idea is build your own app in minutes. No developer, no cost, no friction. It really democratizes creating digital tools to a degree we've just never seen.
Mm-hmm.
And the sources highlight one platform being recommended to agents specifically for this. It's an AI vibe coding platform called Lovable.
And that is the undeniable allure. But here is the critical warning that comes with all that speed and convenience.
Okay.
For a business built entirely on trust, a business handling highly sensitive personal data, we're talking client lists, financial pre-approvals, all of it, using the free version of a platform like Lovable can be, well, incredibly dangerous.
So what's the specific danger? I mean, if the AI is building a bespoke app just for me, why would it be inherently riskier than using a standard third-party vendor?
That's the right question. The sources outline a fundamental security failing. The principle they emphasize is that AI speed must always be balanced with rigorous security discipline.
And that discipline is just absent in these tools.
Completely absent. Researchers in early 2025 found a critical vulnerability in Lovable, and it's tied to something called row-level security.
Okay, we need to pause on that term. For our listener who isn't a developer, what does row-level security actually mean in the context of an agent's business?
It's simple, but it's vital. Imagine you have a database. It's got Agent A's client list and Agent B's client list.
Right.
Row-level security is the essential system that makes sure Agent A can only see the data in their own rows and Agent B can only see theirs.
Okay, so it keeps everyone's data separate.
Exactly. If that fails, a security breach in the database can expose every single client record, potentially across the entire platform. A flaw in one agent's app could compromise data managed by countless others.
That immediately raises the stakes. And the data from 2025, it paints a terrifying picture of how bad that vulnerability was.
It really does. When they tested it, the vulnerability earned what's called a CVSS severity score of 9.3 out of 10.
9.3.
And CVSS, that's the Common Vulnerability Scoring System. Think of it as like the Richter scale for digital security risks.
You know, anything over 9.0 is considered critical.
Critical, yes. Easily exploitable. That is a major red flag that agents are being encouraged to just ignore in the pursuit of speed.
Unbelievable.
And it gets worse. Independent testing showed that some of these apps, they could be breached in under an hour.
Under an hour.
And the exposure wasn't trivial. Attackers could get sensitive user data, admin access, and critically embedded API keys, which often grant access to other services the agent uses.
Wow.
On top of that, the platform scored only 1.8 out of 10 on phishing and scam resistance tests. So the apps it generated were just not robust at all.
Okay, let's apply this to a real-world scenario.
Yeah.
So Agent Sarah, she needs a quick, slick registration app for a busy open house. Mm-hmm. She types in her vibe, gets the app for free, and starts collecting names, phone numbers, maybe even pre-approval statuses. What is her immediate business risk?
Her immediate risk is deploying unvetted software inside a regulated business. The moment client data touches that app, she's crossing a critical compliance line.
And if that data is breached, which testing shows can happen in under an hour?
She is responsible. That could trigger state-level data privacy law violations, leading to massive fines, civil lawsuits, and it could potentially void her E&O insurance policy. Those often have specific clauses against deploying insecure software.
So the low cost and speed, they aren't just a benefit. They're a smokescreen that completely hides any thought of safety or compliance.
It's an expediency issue that turns a business convenience into a systemic liability. And this leads to the essential vetting checklist that these free rapid tools always seem to lack.
What's on that list?
Well, they typically have no published enterprise security certifications. There's no clear audited explanation of how user data or prompts are stored or reused. And most tellingly, there's often no clear human support channel to call when things go wrong.
It reminds me of Kevin Hawkins' synthesis on this. He said, agents are in the people business, not the software creation business.
Such an important line.
Yeah, because it reminds you that just because AI makes something free and easy doesn't mean it adheres to the strict legal framework you operate under, fair housing, disclosure requirements, all of it.
The takeaway isn't that AI is bad. It's that the pursuit of speed often introduces this fatal flaw in the foundation of trust. The question for the agent isn't, can I build this for free?
Is, should I accept the legal liability for this free app I just created, knowing it carries a 9.3 security severity score?
That is the right question.
And the warning. It shows the danger of building your own tools. But what about the tools we already rely on and pay for? That leads us straight into our next segment on what the sources are calling the Sherlocking effect.
Right. This is the brutal market battle being fought right now between specialized subscription-based AI tools and the enormous platforms like Google, Microsoft, and Apple.
Exactly. For real estate pros, one of the most popular AI programs right now, one that demonstrably saves agents time, is Fixer.
Mm-hmm.
Agents are happily paying, what, $30 to $50 a month for it because it provides powerful specialized automation.
And Fixer has excelled at bringing organization to the chaos of a busy agent's inbox. I mean, its popular features include automatic email organization into these intelligent folders to respond, awaiting reply, action items.
It separates client communication from all the noise.
All the noise. But what's truly valuable is its use of generative AI to automatically draft replies in a personalized tone and handle calendar scheduling. It's a huge productivity multiplier.
It sounds proprietary, indispensable. But the sources point out the competitive threat is now coming directly from the big leagues. We saw a feature from Tom's Guide with the headline, Gmail's biggest update in 20 years.
And if you connect the dots, these new Gmail AI upgrades are essentially mirroring Fixer's most popular functions.
So what are we talking about?
We're talking native inbox triage, suggested to-dos, natural language search, and of course the ability to draft sophisticated emails in your own personal voice.
So if I'm a Fixer subscriber, how nervous should I be right now?
Hmm.
What is the core advantage that a giant like Google has over a successful specialized tool?
The analysis in the sources is simple, but absolutely brutal. Gmail's features are native.
They're baked into the core operating system.
Right, which means that they require no extra extensions, no extra permissions that might raise security flags, and most crucially, no additional monthly fee.
So the price point of zero is always going to be $30 to $50.
Not always, but often enough. This is classic Sherlocking. It's named after Sherlock Holmes, observing a technique and just replicating it. A giant platform sees a popular innovation, integrates a good enough version natively, and experience shows good enough usually wins.
But if Fixer is so specialized, surely agents will keep paying for the features Gmail can't perfectly replicate, right? Does good enough truly kill innovation? Or does it just force specialized tools to get even more niche?
That's the strategic question every agent and software vendor needs to ask. The issue is commitment. How long do you commit to a niche tool if the massive platform you operate on can replicate 80% of its value overnight?
Right.
It means niche innovators have to constantly deliver services that are fundamentally tied to their platform, not just features that plug into Google. If your core service is just a clever wrapper on a feature that was inevitable for big tech, your time is limited.
It definitely forces agents to think about their tech budget, not just monthly, but strategically over the next 3 to 5 years.
Precisely. When you invest in a niche AI tool, you have to ask, is this tool solving a deeply specialized problem? Or is it just providing basic utility that Google, with its massive data advantage, was always going to build and give away for free?
Okay, let's zoom out. Let's look at the broader industry context from the AI facts and stats section of the newsletter. These data points, they really reinforce that central tension we've been discussing.
They do. Let's start with adoption and cost. Menlo Ventures found that a staggering 91% of consumers surveyed use the free versions of generative AI platforms.
And that is a direct line back to our lovable case study. If 91% of the market is conditioned to use free tools, they are inherently conditioned to bypass enterprise-level security protocols.
Or they're simply unaware of the compromises they're accepting. The market just demands free speed.
And that mindset carries right into the workplace, which is a massive liability concern for brokerage firms.
Absolutely. UpGuard surveyed workers and found that 81% admitted to using unapproved AI tools at work.
81%. That means the vast majority of agents and staff are introducing shadow IT into a regulated business environment.
That's the challenge for risk management in 2026. Let's look at the generational shift now. Statista found that 59% of Gen Zers read and use AI search summaries.
So there's this evolving reliance on AI to filter information and deliver these highly synthesized answers. It changes how they expect their agents to communicate.
Exactly. They don't want pages of analysis. They want the quick, curated summary.
And yet, while the adoption is so high, the business measurement is. It's still lagging. Thomson Reuters found that only 20% of organizations are actually measuring generative AI's ROI.
So agents are spending time, potentially money, on these tools, but 4 out of 5 organizations don't actually know if they're moving the financial needle.
And rounding out the usage profile, Deloitte found that 65% of generative AI users interact with it primarily through standalone mobile apps.
Which just speaks to the constant demand for instant on-the-go tools that often prioritize speed over the robustness you need for enterprise security.
Okay, so now let's look at the industry headlines and predictions for 2026. They really paint a picture of where all this is headed.
We're seeing two dominant themes emerging. First, Google predicts that 2026 will be the year of AI integration.
Meaning AI moves from being a standalone service to something just seamlessly embedded in every platform and workflow.
It becomes the water, not the drink. Mm-hmm. And second, there's a huge focus on agentic AI. WV Group stated that 2026 will be about building the infrastructure for agentic AI.
And agentic AI is critical for this deep dive because it directly challenges the role of human judgment, doesn't it?
It does. This is AI that doesn't just draft an email. It acts proactively on your behalf, deciding when and how to respond, scheduling meetings, moving transactions forward with reduced human oversight.
Which means the machine is now making compliance decisions. Decisions about fair housing language, disclosure timing, not the agent.
Exactly. And we're already seeing the success stories, which only fuels the adoption pressure. Phi.org highlighted how one agent leveraged AI to help build a $100 million business.
AI as real estate's new secret weapon.
That is the positive narrative of efficiency. But we also have to acknowledge the serious systemic risks. And this is captured in the most provocative headline you shared.
Right. MSN asked the question, could AI price you out of your own home? The mechanism described here is, it's chilling because it relies on the very efficiency we've been talking about.
How so?
The speed of AI insight can identify undervalued properties, forecast market shifts, and accelerate investment buying so fast that it can flip a neighborhood from affordable to out of reach.
So it's accelerating gentrification and pricing cycles based purely on the velocity of data analysis.
Exactly. It's the ultimate unintended consequence. You gain speed in your business, but the surrounding market suffers.
Well, the sources do provide a necessary balancing perspective here. Realtor.com emphasizes that AI should always be paired with human judgment, local knowledge, and critically, a client-first mindset.
So the machine delivers the insight, but the human maintains the ethics, the relationship, and the compliance. That's
well
the
said,
necessary
Grace.
Break on the
Another
speed
reason
AI.
Why
if you're relying
AI
solely on an AI summary, you lose the
nuance
of local market
and that,
conditions, community value,
real
all of the human
AI
client
podcast.
Needs.
Thanks for
AI
listening.
AI is a tool,
and until next
not
week,
a replacement.
Keep it
for
real.
Expertise. who bears the legal and financial liability of the agent, the broker, or the platform provider. When AI expediency inevitably clashes with regulatory compliance and the inevitable data breach occurs,